the text has to meet every state. And in order to do that, it has to speak in terms of concrete things at a very low level in terms of persons. In logopraxis, the principle is that everything applies in me, and that's the safeguard. Because if you start looking at it in terms of people outside of me, then you enter into judging people's spiritual state, and we're explicitly told that the Lord alone is the one who knows what a person's state is. For persons of a particular kind or quality, what we know is that we are peopled. We're not just an individual. We're associated with many, many others spiritually. So everybody is a mix, and nobody knows. We don't even know where we're at. In this work, you're quite often placed in front of states of, you know, hell. And if you are making judgments from what's appearing without knowledge of being in a process, then it can be pretty depressing. When you realize that what's drawn forth is needed in terms of our salvation, then it's a different picture. We are much more able to accept that the process needs to be what it is and that the Lord has it in hand. So whatever is of the Lord is what he redeems. And what does that mean? So far as our experience, it's about coming to acknowledge that the Lord alone has life, that all good and true is from him. When we make that acknowledgement, then at a personal level, redemption is occurring because we are handing back what we own to the Lord, what we believe we own to the Lord, an acknowledgement that we never owned it ever. So appropria means literally what is our own or one's own, and it relates to the sense of self. So the work does not do away with our sense of self. That's not what it's about, because we are that which is other than the Lord. So the infernal proprium is the sense of self that we have derived from the world and the love of self. So it's a belief in oneself. That's what the infernal proprium is. Whereas the heavenly proprium is formed from goods and truths and takes the form of conscience. But what we are taught is that that is not a product of ourself. It is the Lord in us who gives us that sense of self as if it is our own. He never retracts it. And so it can only come through an acknowledgement that the Lord alone has proprium, is life itself, and that we are receivers of life. That's the key to having a heavenly life, because then it's aligned with what is true and what is good. Whereas the belief in myself as a self is what is opposed to what the reality is, and that gives rise to hell, which is a rejection of what is of the Lord, which is a rejection of love, essentially.